Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sam Smith Audio Show. Thanks everybody for listening. Okay, today is, I don't remember how I came across this, but I own a business and I've done job interviews and stuff like that before, and for some reason, I came across this crap. It's like interview questions, like that people apparently think is appropriate to ask during job interviews, according to like Glassdoor and shit like that. And they're pretty stupid. Spare with me on some of them. But here we go. Let's take a look at this. So it's pretty ridiculous. The first question is, how would you solve problems if you were from Mars? Holy shit. Okay. Fuck, man. Honestly, I don't know how to fucking answer that question, to be honest with you. Fuck, I'd probably die if I was on Mars. So, number two, the second question on this dumbass list. What do you think of garden gnomes? Oh, okay. Garden gnomes. I think, I always thought that was kind of creepy, especially when I was a kid. They used to freak me the fuck out. And this one time, when I was a teenager, I ate some mushrooms, and decided it was a good idea to walk down to the gas station, and me and my buddy, we walked all the way from my house to the gas station. I was probably like 16, 17 years old at the time, maybe. Just ate a fucking whole shitload of mushrooms, you know. And we walked down there because we thought that, they wasn't working and stuff. So because it took them a while to kick in, and we was like, fuck, these mushrooms suck, you know, they're not doing shit. So we took off walking down the road, and we went to the gas station. Man, we wasn't tripping at all. And it was like fucking midnight too, so it was dark and shit outside, creepy as fuck already out in the country and here in Arkansas in the middle of fucking nowhere. Anyways, we walked down there. When we got to the gas station, we was walking down this little dirt path through this little wooded area right before you get to the gas station. It was like a shortcut or whatever, you know. And anyways, we get up there, and my buddy, he gets to the front door of the gas station, and there's lights and every fucking thing else, and these mushrooms are just starting to fucking hit really hard, and he's freaked the fuck out. There's all kinds of crazy ass music fucking running together and shit. People were playing music in their fucking cars and shit and all that at the gas station. The gas station was playing loud ass fucking music and shit, and it was like all of the different sounds were merging together, and at certain points it sounded like, you know, the adults talking on Charlie Brown with fucking like melodies that you could see the music melting, you know. It's fucking retarded. But anyways, you know, the people that Dawson Charlie Brown it's fucking hilarious, dude. Anyways, I got into the fucking gas station, and all the lights and shit were streaming together, and the fucking damn, I stepped up to the fucking counter, and man, the fucking the cigarette thing, it was like it was probably about a mile away, and the counter felt like, I don't know, for some reason I thought it was like when I touched it, it would ripple, like when you touch water and it ripples through. But anyways, we was walking back after we finally made it out of this goddamn gas station. It took us like 30 minutes to get out of there, but it felt like it was only 5. But, we was walking back and I got freaked the fuck out by some garden gnomes in these people's yard, because I don't know, I was tripping on mushrooms. They were scary as hell. So, I do not like garden gnomes. Anyways, next question. That was a funny time, man. But when we ate those mushrooms, I also thought that I saw the Grim Reaper off in the woods. I looked over, and it actually wasn't a Grim Reaper, it was just a tree, and it was just the way this tree was shaped, you know, like it had a branch that came up, another branch that went off that branch, and it looked like a scythe, you know, and you know, my mind tripping and shit was like, fuck, you know, I thought that the Grim Reaper was chasing me and stuff. And a similar experience, was freaking happened to me whenever I was on mescaline. I ate a whole bunch of San Pedro, and that shit made me trip worse than mushrooms. I by the end of the night of that damn San Pedro trip, I fucking was, I don't know. The end of the night, I really don't remember. I woke up in the shower, though, with a gallon of milk. Oh, yeah, I thought that the Grim Reaper was standing outside of the shower, and I thought that if I opened up the shower curtain, that the Grim Reaper would, like, reach in and fucking get me, you know. But anyways, next question. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be, and why? If I was a tree, man, what kind of tree would I be? That's a hard fucking question. What kind of question is that any fucking way? If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Could you imagine a fucking going into a job interview and somebody asks you some of this shit? Like, it's just so ridiculous. But, it's fucking hilarious, though. Anyways, seriously, I'm trying to think of what kind of fucking tree would I be? Shit. I'd probably be, I was going to say an apple tree, but, man, those things fucking blow over too easily. I've had a bunch of them that I've dealt with. We had, like, 3 or 4 of them on the property that I live at blow over, and just, like, one of them just completely fucking uprooted, and it'd been there for, like, 15 years. So, I would say probably an oak tree. I like oak trees. They're beautiful. They're tall. They put off, you know, a lot of shade and stuff. Damn, that sounded bad. I don't want to be an oak tree because I'm shady, but And, you know, I've had people think, you know, say that they think that I'm shady, but who the fuck are they? You know? There's a difference in being shady and distancing yourself from, you know, like, people that you obviously don't need to hang out with. I'm a lot more different. I don't do things the same way that I used to, you know, when I was a kid and stuff now. But anyways, an oak tree is nice. But anyways, that's it for this episode. We will pick up on some more dumbass questions that interviewers ask in the next episode of the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you later. Hey guys, I'm back from a short break that I took from podcasting. I'm not going to get into the details of all of that stuff about my personal life, but anyways, I'm going to get back in the swing of it now and put out some more content, some new episodes for you guys that should be pretty damn fun. So get ready. And thank you to everyone that has been listening. And I can't wait to make some new episodes for you guys. It's gonna be great. Stay tuned.